I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Do you know what Google Glass is? It's a kind of computer setup whereby you can look at information and broadcast it onto a pair of glasses, kind of like a heads-up screen display. A lot of people have bought this product and wander around wearing it, looking at their computer while they walk or sit at a desk, and instead of looking at a screen, they're looking right at their glasses and seeing information. Just like a computer, you can tape, you can film, you can look at email, you can do all the things that you might be able to do with your desktop. Well, this technology has worked its way into the surgical setting. There are some surgeons now who are using Google Glass as they do operations. Sometimes they want to broadcast them, say to students who might be watching what's going on, and they can use a camera in their glasses and both see what's going out and show other people what's happening. Sometimes they might want to record what's going on for their own educational purposes, maybe even for legal defense, saying, this is what happened. If there's a malpractice suit, I have a record. Should Google Glass be allowed into surgical settings or any other settings in the hospital? Is this a technology that we should be blasé about? Because if it's in the street, why not let it be in the hospital? Well, I think there are some issues that need to be addressed. I wouldn't prohibit Google Glass or things like it from coming into medical settings, but I think we've got a little bit of thinking to do before we go further down that road. First is privacy. So you need permission to put somebody on this thing. You turn your head, you pick up a nurse, you pick up somebody else who's in the setting where you are. You should have their permission before you tape them, just as we would ordinarily expect you to get their permission if you had a video machine or a camera and wanted to take a picture. There may be other people around who didn't expect to be in the film. Say a student walks in or someone comes in to clean the room and you get them. Privacy and permission, I don't think are insurmountable problems, but it's something we should have policies about at the hospital level for sure if we're going to see the technology introduced. What about distractions? I said it's great if you're using your Google Glass to film something or show somebody something, but what if you are reading your email in the middle of an operation? We have enough problems now with distracted drivers. Not sure too many of us would want to see a distracted surgeon. So it is absolutely the case that if you're going to have this technology there, you've got to have policies that say only this use, only that use. You can't be on the internet looking at other things. Even if you're trying to take a little break, you have to leave the surgical theater and do it that way. Distraction could be a real issue with this. And what about subpoenas? What about other third parties coming in and saying, we want to see that, we want to look at that, for whatever reasons the police or legal authorities might want to. People have to be aware of what the limits are of protecting that kind of information, knowing what their rights are in terms of refusing a request from a third party to see it, whether it's your boss or the department chair or the DA or whoever it might be. So Google Glass is here, and I'm pretty sure it and future technologies like it are here to stay, but it's time to set out the ethical and legal framework for using it in medical, hospital, and healthcare settings. I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.